It's 10 in the morning now, and Case knows that three girls in similar outfits are arguing outside in the hotel's security corridor, with the four large Kevlar-jacketed young men standing there, lobbying to be allowed in, Case decides, in order to join their impatient co-worker. When she tires of watching the green boots, which have a sort of fairy tale quality against the autumnal palette of the lobby, she glances instead through an English language brochure on offer at the beige marble check-in counter. This explains the oranges and browns as she sees the place had formerly been the Oktoberskaya, and is still, she gathers, reading between the lines, owned by the Kremlin. Her room on the 12th floor is larger than she had expected, with a deep bay window offering a sweeping view of the Moscow River and the city beyond. On the far shore, a vast cathedral, and on its own little island, a statue of quite unthinkable awfulness. Her lonely planet tells her it's Peter the Great and must be guarded, else local aesthetes blow it up. It looks like a champagne fountain rented from caterers for an old-fashioned working-class wedding. She turns back to the room, more autumnal murkiness and a mud-dark bedspread. A nagging, low-level dissonance, as though everything was designed by someone who'd been looking at a picture of a Western hotel room from the 80s, but without ever having seen even one example of the original. The bathroom is tiled in three shades of brown, though none, she's thankful, East German, with a shower, a bathtub, a bidet, and toilet, each with its own paper banner, declaring it disinfected. There is a sign on the desk inviting her to use her laptop from her room, or, if she prefers, to visit the Business Center in the lobby. She gets out the iBook and cables it to the socket beside the desk. If what she remembers Pamela Mainwaring having said about her phone is right, that'll probably work here, but she's not sure. It's already occurred to her that she hasn't given the cell number to her latest and most mysterious correspondent, and she wonders if there isn't something subconscious going on there. The link is slow, but finally she gets to Hotmail. 2. Parker Boy and Stellanor. She takes a deep breath, lets it out as slowly as she can. You are in Zamoskva Rechi. It means across Moscow River from Kremlin, district of old apartments, churches. Hotel is on Bolshaya Yakimanka Street. It means Big Yakimanka. If you will follow Bolshaya Yakimanka toward Kremlin, see map I have made. You will cross Bolshoy Kameni. Most means Big Stone Bridge, seeing Kremlin. Following marking on map to Kafin, sign in Russian. Go in at 1700 today, and please be seated beside fish, so I will see you.